The Grow My Cleaning Company podcast helps owners of cleaning companies just like you to grow your company and yourself so you can make more money and finally get the time and money freedom that probably got you into this business. Discover how to automate and create systems that allow you to grow like crazy without losing control. If you dig the show and want to show some love, subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes. It really helps. Enjoy the show.
Hello, hello, Clean Nation. How you doing? Tracy here with the fine Mr. Jackson Pink. I can never say Pinky. We just call you Pinky. Is that okay?
Yeah, that's fine. That was my whole high school, so.
Jackson is our extraordinary, amazing, all things marketing, tech. He's like a wizard. To Mike and the rest of the team and I, we just like Mike says, Jackson, can you make that happen? And Jackson's answer is?
Probably. Most likely, yes. Yeah.
Usually he says, sure. And within 5 minutes or less, it's done. So Jackson and I wanted to talk to you today about something I think that, at least from the perspective we're coming from today, I don't think gets talked about a lot. And that is how cleaning companies show up in terms of out in the internet space, in the online space, in the Google space, in the social media space, how you show up creatively. And I'm a copywriter and marketer, and Jackson is all things advertising, traffic, being visible out there. So I think together today, we're going to have a cool, fun conversation about how you can creatively get out there and be seen more often, capture more attention, and get people to, you know, click, to convert, to get into your world. So, Jackson, I like to start off with Google, because I think that a lot of cleaning companies, because they're local and regional in nature, don't really understand fully what's available to them. So maybe you can start off by sharing right now. This is March in 2022. So I don't know when you're listening to this, but as of right now, what are some of the top ways in terms of Google that cleaning companies can get more visible?
Yeah. So especially on the local basis of things, because the majority of cleaning companies deal with the local areas they serve, right?
Right.
And so they're working in, you know, cities, towns, villages, whatever it may be. And I'm sure if you've ever Googled a business, or if you've looked like, oh, I want to go to breakfast, let me search breakfast in Google Maps, it's going to pop up, you know, options for those types of things.
Yes.
And so the same applies to cleaning companies. It's if you search cleaning near me, or just cleaning in general, Google is going to populate what's in your area right in front of you.
Mm.
And so the way to make your business visible on that platform is to have your business profile as fleshed out and as available as possible. And so it's totally free to use. Mm. The initial setup will probably take you about 5 minutes, and the verification might take you about a week. But at that point, your business will be listed as a business serving this area.
And that's the Google My Business.
Yeah. Specifically, it's called Google My Business.
Uh-huh.
And so within that, your customers can leave reviews for you. So your reviews will display. You'll put your company logo on there. You can have images of cleaning, images of your team, images of the neighborhood, or things you might do. I need a cough button today, like they do on radio. But basically, this is a very fleshed out platform where you can make your business seem so much more than just, you know, another cleaning company in the area.
Right.
And better that looks, the more visible you are to
people. I love that. And, you know, here's what's important, Clean Nation. A lot of people miss this. And it's, as Jackson said, it's free right now. So taking advantage of this free resource while it's still free, because, you know, I mean, all these platforms change quickly. And as soon as they feel like they have enough, quote, buy-in, they have enough frequency and enough traffic on it, they're going to start monetizing it, which means you're going to have to pay for it eventually. So you might as well take advantage of it now. And I want to speak a little bit to the creative part, the creativity that you put into that Google My Business page. So a lot of people, I think, Jackson, make the mistake of the sin. I call it the sin of marketing, and that's being boring. Okay. So being boring means that you think that you have to sound like everybody else, that you got to be, quote, professional and have, you know, stock images and a bunch of boring stuff that looks like everybody else. And I want to just say from the creative perspective, the more human your site looks like with real human beings, like your real team, and having, I love what you said, Jackson, having pictures maybe of the local area with people in it. People engage with people. We still buy, people buy from people, and they want to know your personality. And if your brand doesn't have a personality, it's time to get one. Okay. And what I don't mean, I just wanted to just kind of throw this out there. If the name of your company is JKW, I don't know. I have no idea what that means, but that's the point. If it's JKW cleaning, like, people are like, I don't know what that means. You know, acronyms can mean anything these days, or, you know, Joe Smith's cleaning. Nobody cares. That's Grow My Cleaning Company is about you. And Mike is very emphatic about this. We're all emphatic about this. Have something that engages people with your personality, your brand personality. So if you're fun, if you're goofy, if you're, let's say you're really into local things. Let's say you have charitable organizations that you give to. Let's say your team goes and volunteers over a weekend. Like, take pictures of that. Right, Jackson? Just people want to see that there's actual people.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. I mean, perfect example of this is like, look at Apple and Samsung. They both sell phones. They both sell tablets. They both sell computers. They sell the same products, right? Mm-hmm. But the brands are so drastically different because of how they built that out. So cleaning companies, you guys all provide the same or similar services. You exactly. might do extra things, right? But you define yourself by your brand and who you are as a person. And that translates back into the company and those who you serve. And so, especially when you're working at a local level, in today's day and age, there's nothing people like more than working with companies that are involved in the community and not like the facade of, you know, how big business says they're involved with the community and they donate money or something. They don't actually do anything. But when you're actually hiring from the community, you're actually doing, you know, providing back a value. That's a big factor. And yeah, you might not think it's a big deal because it's something you do naturally,
right?
But it's like, hey, you can take pictures. Anytime you do these types of things, it's all way to showcase what you're doing for everybody else.
Like, wouldn't it be cool, Jackson? Like, I know a lot of these cleaning companies, our clients are really big on building culture and their core values. And so what oftentimes I hear a lot of our clients talk about are the parties and the team building events. And they go to like bowling or they do something fun at one of the local venues close by. And when they take pictures, like I think of our amazing Jessica Gatte in New Jersey. And when her cleaning divas, when she takes, you know, pictures of her parties, her cleaning diva parties, she posts them on her Google My Business page. And that helps breathe life into the brand. And so just moral of the story here is let's start thinking outside the box. And the box, the old box, is show pictures of people cleaning and show a spray bottle and, you know, show a mop. And nobody cares. Because let's face it, the truth is, if we're really honest, cleaning is boring. Cleaning itself, like cleaning is boring. It's kind of like bacon. Nobody wants to see how the bacon's made. Trust me, nobody wants to see that. Nobody cares about the cleaning and how great your chemicals are and how awesome your system. Nobody cares. Okay. We only like the bacon. So people want experiences, right, Jackson? They want to, so your clients are looking for you to come in and solve problems for them, not show them your best cleaning technique. Is that pretty fair?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, 9 times out of 10, most people know how to clean. They're just, again, they don't want to do it and they want more time back in their day, or they don't have enough time to do it, or any number of things. The problem isn't like, oh, I don't know how to use a Windex bottle.
Right.
Yeah, the problem is I don't have the time, or it's taking away from my time.
Could you imagine? You're like, oh my gosh, I went on your webpage and now I realize I was holding the bottle wrong the whole time. What?
No wonder I couldn't clean my windows.
Yeah, that's not the problem. So think about who your audience is. Who's your ideal client? You know, so often, even in commercial, well, especially in commercial, I would say, not having a clear picture of who they're serving, Jackson, don't you find that that is what produces really boring, generic, advertising and marketing, right? Not knowing their client.
Yeah. Yeah. Commercial's tough because, it's almost like a combination of both, because there is some level of professionalism, especially as you start dealing with these higher corporate offices you may be servicing, depending on your location, so all this stuff like that, government offices, government contracts, that kind of stuff. There is a level of professionalism that you need, but then as well, it's like, yeah, I think the local aspect of it is even more hammered home, because some of the best success I see with the commercial side is people who leverage, you know, images and content from their local area, especially when you have landmarks or city lines. I mean, it does extremely well, especially for example, we work with some people who aren't in heavy metro areas, but are near heavy metro areas. Mm-hmm. And so a lot of the businesses that are in their area get bombarded with commercial cleaners that come from the metro area, and they don't want that. So they were like, I went with you because you're local to me and you're local to our little town versus serving the big metro area and our little town. So you put more focus on us versus, you know, someone else. So
that makes me think about Spencer, one of our Millionaire Mastermind members, and he's in a smaller area, smaller compared to the close by metro areas, Pocatello, Idaho. And he has a podcast, as an example. One of the other creative ways, everybody out there, since you're listening to a podcast likely right now, you know that there are a lot of people that you can't reach any other way. For example, with content, when you're putting, and Spencer does a podcast, and it doesn't have anything to do with cleaning. It has to do with the local businesses out there, because he's in commercial. So Jackson, what would you recommend if somebody wanted to put content? And what I mean by content is anything that is not your specifically paid advertisement at that moment. Not that that can't be content too, but let's talk outside of advertising for a minute, because I think that's what everybody thinks of marketing is just paid advertising. What are some of the more creative content things that they could be doing, and where could they be posting said content? What are some of those creative content things they could do?
Man, the list is almost endless.
I know it's long.
On what
right?
you could do. So content wise, I mean, obviously you could do like a podcast or something like that. That's always good content, because that takes you completely off the cleaning side of things.
Right.
And puts the focus back on the actual people, whether you're commercial or residential, it goes both ways. Honestly, it's like, again, content wise, it's just don't do anything related to cleaning. And if you do something related to cleaning, make it fun or cheesy or stupid. Cause you know, some of like the best videos right now, the best pieces of content are like people squeegeeing windows.
Like TikTok. Like,
yeah.
Squeegeeing
windows,
like
cleaning windows, cleaning carpets. Like what people love to see, that before and after type thing. But it's like, you don't need to explain anything. You don't need to describe anything. you do something funny that, that interacts with your business, that, with your business. Mm. And I know a lot of people are struggling with like hiring right now. Mm. And so like you could even make content around hiring, because again, you show how your team interacts or what you do with your team, or so, how it's working together. That goes a long way, especially with getting new employees in.
Let's, I love that, Jackson. Let's explore that for a second. I'd like to pick your brain about that a little bit more, because I know you're right. You hit on a nerve here. So many cleaning companies are having such a hard time competing. And that's exactly what they're doing right now. Competing. It used to be you were competing just for clients. Now you're competing for workers. And I'd love to talk about some innovative, creative ways and platforms that someone could create, let's say, a short video. I know we did this at one of our events, one of our next level events, where we had the owners make a quick little video speaking to potential workers, and then maybe share the different platforms and places they could put that video. Where could they put that video once they made it?
Yeah. So right now the issue with employment is unemployment rate is low, actually, across a lot of places.
Right.
And the reason we're having a tough time getting employees is because people are job hopping. And I mean, that stems from the competitive market. So they'll get a good job with good pay. Someone will offer them a dollar more. They'll go hop to that job. And it's just an endless cycle of job hopping, which, you know, it's fine for the employee, but bad for the employer.
Right.
And so how do you compete that? You can't constantly just keep bumping up a dollar, $2 here, there. It's
right.
So you do that through the content.
More pay is rarely the answer. So
yes.
What do they do instead?
So you showcase what your employees experience through working with you. Cause you have these good core values, built up this good company, and there's a reason people like to work with you. It's just,
right.
You got to showcase that.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, if you do events, if you do lunches, if you do team building exercise, what it's like working in, if you have an office staff, maybe,
yeah,
because that can usually be very boring to some people, but the office can be some of the most fun places to work. You showcase these things with non-work related videos, and pictures work well. And the platforms you can post these on, you post them on Facebook, you post Instagram? Them on your Instagram.
Yeah.
You post them. If you have a LinkedIn profile for your job, you can post your content there as well.
Yeah. I like that.
All these different things. And then
can you do stuff like that on your Google My Business page?
You could do that as well.
Yeah.
Okay. The unfortunate thing is that you can't post that kind of stuff to like Indeed or like hiring platforms so much. But what you can do is you can encourage your current employees to go and leave reviews about your business, you know, natural, honest reviews. You're not bribing them. You're not doing anything else. They like to work with you for a reason. And you just want to showcase that on those platforms, because people will investigate your business.
They're going to Google you.
They want to know, you know, there's a reason Glassdoor reviews exist. There's a reason Indeed reviews exist, because people use that in job making decisions.
Yes.
And so if you can flood the landscape when they find you on Facebook, and they can easily find employee review videos pinned to the top, or look at our most recent outing. We went and had pizza, did fun stuff like that. That's that on top of like a good pay rate that you're paying people is way better than maybe I'll get an extra nickel here if I go over to Joe Schmo's Clean.
And you know, Jackson, just for Clean Nation sake, we talk a lot about this. You've got to have systems in place. And one of those systems, well, there's two major systems that we talk about in our Clean Profit Method, and that's your marketing funnel, right? Your client attraction funnel. And there's lots of opportunities to make sure that you're supporting that with great content. And we talk a lot about that. And there's also the hiring funnel. And I know that some of our clients, for example, use video in their hiring funnel. Like they actually, you know, it's not just the Indeed ad. I mean, we help you with that too, copywriting and making that juicy and reflect your values. But even inside the funnel itself, when we help our clients build that out, they use video even in the funnel, right? In the hiring funnel.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, there's nothing more, I think cool. Like if you're applying for a job, And especially if you're like applying on Indeed or something, you hit the apply button, you fill your stuff out, and then you get a, you get an email or a message with a video, you know, yes, from the owner inviting you to schedule an interview, or even after they schedule an interview, sending in an email or text with a video saying, "Hey, so happy you schedule this. My name's Joe. I'm really happy to meet you. And I can't wait to speak about that." Not only does that help, you know, kind of break the ice with the prospective employee, but increases them, the likelihood of them showing up.
Yeah.
Which is also an issue a lot of people are having right now. But
they get applications and they're like, "Where are the people?"
Yes.
They don't show up. Why? Yes. That's so important. And I know we're running out of time here, so we'll have to probably do this as a part two sometime. But Jackson, really quick, I want you to, at a high level, just recap the things that you taught us in the Next Level event about continuing to market to people. I think this is one of the, we think it's like, okay, one and done. Well, we didn't capture them with our ad. They didn't Google us or whatever. They didn't land on our webpage and schedule a time with us. So I guess that's it. And people give up, right? They give up on their hiring funnel. They don't try to reach back out to me, or they don't continue. So maybe you can just say 1 minute worth of like encouragement to keep marketing to people. Don't just give up, one and done.
Yeah. Yeah. The whole process is a flow. And sure, you'll find some people that they beeline it right through the flow, from finding out about you to scheduling to buying, or finding out about you interviewing, hiring. That's the unicorn. Sometimes that's great. You'll get them on occasion. Most of the times it's ebbs and flows. So people will find out about you and not interact with you, and then end up coming back. And that could take, you know, a week, that could take 2 weeks. Usually the time it takes depends on how often you're touching back out to them, or what else they're able to see from your business. Because if you keep bombarding somebody with the same thing over and over and over again, they didn't interact the first time, they didn't interact the second time, they're never going to interact with that thing again. So common sense says we need to show them something different. Yes. We need to piece together other content, other ads, other touch points. Because they obviously, they, especially if they learn about your business, they're interested in cleaning. Just something didn't click with them at that time. Maybe a pain point was off. Maybe a piece of content was off. Maybe the timing on their end was wrong, but you persist. And that's how you end up getting, you know, more and more people through, especially at that lower cost. If you're running ads, it's a lower cost to get them through down the line versus right up front. So you don't necessarily want to put all the effort into that first touch point. You want to put equal amounts of effort across all the touch points, because not only do you spend less time trying to, you know, force people through, you get less, you're not as defeated when people don't come through. And then the people that do come through end up being better, being cheaper, and, you know, just being some of your best people, employees or customers.
Right. I love that. So, so important, Clean Nation. And you know what, Jackson, I think we should invite everybody right now to go to Grow My Cleaning Company on Facebook. So all you have to do is search for Grow My Cleaning Company. You'll find our Facebook group. In our Facebook group, we have, I don't even know how many thousands of other cleaning companies in there that talk about best practices.
15,000.
15,000. Wow. Awesome. So such a unique community. And what we're going to invite you to do, since we're talking about marketing, we're talking about being visible, I would love for all of you right now, Clean Nation, go to the Grow My Cleaning Company Facebook group and share, say hi to us, say, "Hi, Jackson. Hi, Tracy." Cause we love that. And share what you're doing right now to be more visible, to be creative, to get out there, to put yourself out there. And we'd love to see that. And if you tag either one of us, I'm sure that we'll say hi, you know, back, but I'd love to see you there. So that's what you do today. Go there, share what you're doing, ask questions. We have a great community and we cannot wait to see you. All right, everybody. We'll see you on the other side. Have a great day.
Well, here we are, the end of the podcast, and you made it. Great job. I've got a little bonus for you before for sticking through with me, but like I mentioned before, if you got value out of this podcast and you want to show a little love, subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes, Spotify, wherever the heck you're listening to this thing. Share with a friend. Share the love. And as a special thank you for those of you that stuck with me to the end, how about I give you my personal phone number so we can text? It's a great way for me to get to know you, your business, your goals personally. So shoot me a text now, 602-932-6431. That's 602-932-6431. I am the only one who responds to these texts, and I will personally respond to everyone I possibly can as long as this number is manned. Don't know how long we're going to keep this at the end of the podcast, so grab it now. 602-932-6431. Give me a text. Say hey. Can't wait to meet you.